I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome seekers.
We have just
come from our live gig of the year.
Yeah.
How many people was at that gig?
Less than 10. Higher than five.
But only by one.
Only by one. Six people turned up to our gig tonight. Yeah. Do you remember? We didn't advertise it a great deal.
We were given an assurance. Oh, yeah, by one of the top promoters in the Watford Trading Estate area.
That people would turn up. They didn't.
No, they didn't come.
And although Angelos was keen to carry on.
Do it.
I think it's fair to say I had the arsehole.
Yeah. You wasn't up at all, were you, Barry?
I was not in the mood for it. And then I said, don't worry, we'll buy you all a drink. And even that, I thought, I can't be arsed.
No,
so we
didn't
left.
Buy the drink. Right. And then Rudy afterwards comes up to me, to be fair, Rudy runs it. And he says, I don't want to give up on it, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to point out to Rudy that it's not actually anything to give up on.
No.
Because there's nothing here.
There's nothing there.
Nice micro brewery he's got there.
Oh, he's got some lovely beer. It's not a Watford Street brewery. He does pizzas and all that.
If you're anywhere near that trading estate that he works out of, then please do go.
Yeah, I mean, there's beer and pizzas coming out your arse. Unfortunately, not enough audience. There's no audience, but there's a lot of pizza, a lot of beer, a lot of air.
Although the one he cooked for me, he said he hadn't cooked it properly.
No.
Which is fair enough. I would have done the same thing to him.
I think he's keen to see the back of us. Right. Now, consequently, we've come to my house.
Beautiful.
Margaret's up. Yeah, I've done. Do you like what I've done with the place?
That's. I do. Why have you gone for sort of brown and grey?
Well, Margaret said she couldn't make up her mind, so I've done it, but you could think you was in prison here.
Yeah, that's especially when you painted them windows black.
Well, she's very particular about people looking in.
Oh, is it? And she doesn't like you looking out, neither.
No, neither does. And when she has her ointment done and she's got her legs up, sometimes the dog walkers go past and they see me and I look up and go... I'm just applying the ointment.
Yeah, shaking the muck up.
So she don't like anyone seeing that. Now... Mm. As for that sculpture there...
What is that thing?
That's
a knob, isn't it?
Yes, it's a knob.
Big cock and balls. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I've done it myself.
Is it yours?
I've done it myself.
Is it?
Yeah, out the back.
Yeah. Your erotic art collection.
Well, yeah, and look at that down there.
Oh, yeah, big pair of tits.
See that there?
Yeah.
Now that. See them there, look.
What's that made of? Brick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lovely brick pair of tits. And...
Is it?
I know one's bigger than the other.
Where would you hang in them?
Oh, those. Well, they go on the front gate, but I've not managed to get them up there.
Oh,
there's,
right.
You know, all that lovely brickwork out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the council come past and said, well, you can't have a pair of tits on your gate.
Well, I hope you said, yes, you can.
I said, sorry, we're living in Nazi Germany.
I
did not fight for this country.
Admittedly,
but if I had, it would be my right, my democratic right, to put a pair of tits and this big cock right on the...
Yeah, cock on the, right next to the tits.
Right next to the tits. Right, put a cock next to the tits. Cock next to the tits. Cock next to the tits and the balls probably on the front doorstep.
As you're saying, because the balls fell off the bottom of the cock, didn't they? Otherwise, that would have been a nice companion piece.
Well, it was. But, I mean, I've got... You see here, I've tried to attach them with a bit of cellar.
Oh, yeah, I see what you've
done there.
Well, I mean, no, well, they're very... They're made of, like, concrete, them balls.
Well, they are, but what... I've tried to wrap so much cellar tape around it, looks like that the cock is wearing a condom, doesn't it? Which, in this day and age, is only... You know, it's only...
Oh, you know, it's the right thing to do.
It's only prudent.
Very sensible.
There's a lovely picture of Margaret and the mantelpiece. Don't laugh. And next to that there, that is my grandson.
Oh, dear.
Yes. What? Now, that's...
That's after the clinical trial, isn't it?
Well, yes, but they give him 50 quid and they said, that will clear up. That will definitely clear up, scrape all that.
How many times have we had his portrait done, though, after he'd just come out of... St. Bartholomew's.
Well, it was, but he wanted to, you know, contribute. And it's not so much a portrait. That is more his CAT scan, really.
Oh, but, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I was going to say, photo fit.
And who is this?
Oh, yes.
Here next to the telly.
Oh, that is a police photo fit.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is that your... Who is that then?
That's my daughter.
Oh, right.
Michelle.
That was when she was at that for...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. She was at that. The fraud case was terrible because she, of course, she pretended to be a fella and she came past
fella. She got away with it for years.
She got away with it for years. It's that bit and the pipe. But the thing is, she is now, she's had all that
she's
taken.
She's now a man.
She's now a man. Yes. That's all been...
Is a legitimate photo.
That's a legitimate photo. Moving away from that.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. The amazing news, and you've all followed it, haven't you, at home?
Mm.
This geezer, Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
I've been following this case for
years.
I
know you have.
Since 2003, in fact.
There's a time travel, isn't it, geezer? What happened?
Noah, right, the time travel.
You must have heard this in all the papers.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere, this guy, this geezer. Mm. Right, this guy, Noah, who's a time traveller, he reckons he's from the year 2030.
Yes, that's
he's come back. Now, in this time-travelling machine, or however he's done it. We're not sure how he's done it. And he's gone to the scientists, and he says, listen, I'm a time-traveller. And they said, all right, prove that you are a time-traveller. And he's gone, I promise I am. And they've accepted it, which is good. Which
crossed
is
my heart.
Open-minded.
Yeah, crossed my heart.
Anyway.
Didn't have no fingers crossed, nothing.
He says, I promise I am one. Right, and so what they've done is all right, we believe you, but we just like to do a few tests.
Yeah.
So they've asked him a few questions about what might be happening in the future.
Rigged him up.
And they've stuck him on a
lie detector.
And he passed every bloody question. Every one. Questions like, we could never know the answer to. Things like, will Donald Trump be in power in 10 years, 10, 8 time. Years' time?
Yeah.
And he's gone, yes.
And
it's gone true.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not telling a lie.
Right.
Other things like artificial intelligence will be big in a few years' time.
He said that.
And that has come out. That has come out.
His promise.
And that's come out as true. Right? Other things like renewable energy will be quite big as well, and that has come out as true.
Yeah.
So this guy is legit.
Will Leslie Joseph just pack it in?
Well, this is it. Are they
asked about that? Birds of a feather. Will they apologise eventually?
Will they stop making that piece? And he says no.
No, they won't stop making it,
and that's come out as true. So
well, yeah, that's
stuck
right.
With that for a few years. Yeah.
Oh Christ! But I mean, it's a well known.
But I've been in a time travel for many years.
Yeah, of course, you have.
You know that.
I know you have.
Because of all the quantum physics and all the chaos and string theory that I got into when I was on the drugs.
That's
it. It was a good base for me to learn my time travel from. And so I went to Travis Perkins.
Yes.
And I knocked something up in the garden from some, like...
Essentially, it was cement mixer. And you had this, and you had the old, that old double glazed door, didn't you?
Yeah, I stuck that back,
on the front.
Yeah, and I had a bit of panel you put wood in a scaffold pole.
Futuristic writing you drew on it, yeah.
Yeah, and I like painted it red. Right, yeah.
Which of course which is the sign of the zodiac.
Time travel. Yeah. So, well, as soon as you saw this machine, you was like, oh, right, send me back, he said.
Send me back.
Yeah.
But you tried it out, which you end up.
Yeah, I tried it out. I said, just turn, I wrote. You have to write on the side where you want to go.
Oh, right. In pen.
And I just wrote in medieval times.
Well, you put medieval times.
Yeah, Madeira times.
I scrubbed that out. Yeah, medieval times. But it understood what you meant.
Because it's me what's written. Anyway, I've got in the sewing mixer and I said the prayer.
Our Father, art in heaven, take me back to medieval times.
Hocus pocus, abracadabra, send me back to Anyway, quickly the flash bomb. I'm back there, wallop. And I'm in, I don't know where I think, I'm in Camelot or somewhere like that.
Camelot, right.
I think, oh my God, these people are barbarians.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. No, this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing, because I've read all the books about history and, like...
You say all the books.
Well, I read that comic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
And I watched Merlin.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're pretty clued up.
What goes on there,
yeah.
Right? Turns out it's nothing like that at all.
What?
No.
What?
No. There's Camelot is this... Oh, yeah, Camelot is this, yeah.
That is this.
But in Camelot...
Yeah.
There's a Costa there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Costa coffee there. Yeah. Right? They're all, like, sitting around, like... Like, it's an estate agents.
Yeah.
It's the big estate agents. Yeah. And they're all selling mud huts. I mean, sure, they're selling mud huts.
Yeah, of course, other castles
and stuff. But it's pretty similar, like, you know, they're driving the prices up. Overvaluing them, you know. Right. It's a little bit like Fox.
Really? Yeah. So all the mystery books are all out of products.
All that stuff from swords and all that.
No, mate, no one had them.
Well, a lot of people on bikes as well.
Do you remember when you let me have a go?
Yeah, I'll let you have a go on, and I sent you back, didn't I?
You let me have a go, no time machine.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I went out in the back garden. I said, "My damn, I'll be gone 5 minutes." In actual fact, it was only about half an hour I was gone.
Yes, not
to me. It seemed like I was there five or six weeks.
And you went all the way back, like to Roman times, didn't you?
Right, didn't I just?
Yeah. You never told me what that was like.
I was shocked. I don't like to say, but I'll tell you now because the time has come to tell.
You were very, like, you were shaking when you came back.
Oh,
I pulled you out of cement mixer.
Yeah, well, basically, I shut the door. Hocus pocus, take me back to the right times, you twat. Wear some sandals, gonna write on the wall like Vandal, gonna go back to Roman times. Get that Buster Rhymes. And so I did the dial.
It went on for ages,
the prayer, because you have to go all the way back.
You get it right. You want to know exactly where you're going to go.
Yeah, you know, well, you have to say where you're going to go. And
how long did it take you? How long did the journey take you when you went for the vortex?
I went to the vortex, and the vortex it seemed like it was a millennium.
It does seem that way.
It could have been like
that. Oh, yeah, no, in reality, yeah.
Wallop.
Yeah, I've turned up.
I've arrived in Rome. Fucking times. I stepped out.
Where did you turn up?
Rome.
Rome. I wouldn't know what it was.
And suddenly there's a cement mixer in the middle of this, and
with double glazing on it.
Christians and lions in the middle of the Colosseum.
That's what it was like then.
Bring him in, in Italian, you know. Bring him in.
Oh, yeah. What were they bringing in?
Bring me in.
Oh, you?
Anyway, this fucking lion is in there, and I'm supposed to take him off.
Why did they know you was a Christian?
They do. I assume.
You, presumably, you was going, I'm not a Christian.
I'm a Church of England. Anyway, this lion comes up. It's chasing
stinks.
Me. Good guess. It did. And I'm running around going, get it off me, get it off me. Oh, Christian, the lion, they can't like that. And I run around. Anyway.
What happened then?
Well, I'm wearing sandals, of course.
Well,
I tripped over.
What were you doing in sandals?
Well, that's what they wear.
Oh, you were right. You got changed as soon as you got out there.
When in Rome. Acts like the Romans. Oh, so I put on the sandal. This stinky old lion comes up.
Did stink.
Do you know what happened? As I'm sprinting away from this thing in these fucking sandals, I tripped. Lion snout goes straight up my arsehole, right? Of course, they go mad.
Oh, they love it.
Never
mind your arsehole.
my arsehole. Never mind my arsehole. I'm trying to get back in the cement mixer, you know. It's that solid lion gone up his arsehole. Lion gone up his arsehole. You know, the Italians are very passionate people.
Oh, no, they do like it or that.
Anyway, this poor lion, he's gone up my bum. And basically... Yeah. I managed to crawl back to the cement mixer with this line hanging out of my anus. Anyway, I get in there, I slam the door, ease him out. Yeah. And you know when you saw me when I come back?
Yeah, you looked a little bit
uncomfortable. I was having some queasing. I didn't show you.
No.
My robes are all bloodied.
Oh, they're disgusting.
And that's why, I mean, to this day, I won't go to Italy.
No.
I will not go back there.
Well, they're savages, aren't they?
And I can't watch Blue Planet. There's anything but lions in
it. Yeah, no. That's right. Brings it all back
to it. Bring it all back.
Well, I'm glad in the end I dismantled that thing because I thought I've ripped through the fabric of time one too many times and Barry Janeline ripped through his fabric of time.
In a fabric of the air. And it tears.
Yeah.
And so lions.
So, I dismantled it.
Oh, they're in danger. Oh, bollocks to them. Yeah, you know, if you had one of them up your arse, you'd see the end of
those. He's endangered.
Yeah, I was very much endangered by that thing. So that, you know, that's that. But this geezer, anyway, he believes in time travel. This Noah fella.
Oh, Noah, yeah, yeah.
And,
Noah, yeah. He's taken some drugs or something, isn't he, Noah? Well, them things that you experimented with, because he reckons he's from the 2030, he reckons he's about 90 years old, but he's taking age-reversing drugs to make himself 25.
Well, look.
Like what you've taken. Well, what you've taken,
I have.
You've got a free internet.
I'm very, very old. I'm older than this.
200 years old.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. externally,
you look
hideous. Absolutely ghastly.
Disgusting.
But inside,
muck hanging off you.
Muckers hanging off, and I just smell that.
All that gooch is all hanging down,
and it's very sweaty.
Stuff hanging off your leg.
And it stinks. But inside.
Oh, you're a young man.
I feel like I'm 11 years old.
And that's because you're taking them drugs.
I'm taking them drugs. Yeah. Of course, in terms of the ladies, it doesn't mean a thing.
Nothing works.
Inside.
I'm from
the joys of spring, I don't reckon. I wouldn't take them. But I mean, you aged up, didn't you? Do you remember you took them drugs?
Increasing doses. I'm actually 11 years old.
In real life.
Inside, I'm 11 years old. So,
that's it.
You know, but I took these drugs because I wanted to get into the bookies.
That's it.
You know,
of course, you took too much. You OD'd on age drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought, how am I going to get in the bookies? Yeah. And I went on the internet, researched it, and they said, try these drugs. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I've taken a couple of them,
yes.
And I've woken up the next day, and there's all hair on me, and suddenly I was having all these, like, horse tips.
That's it.
You know, and I thought, oh, this is going to work out fine, I thought I'd just stick with it.
Yeah.
And I'll stick with the drugs.
I'll
take one every day.
So, kids, don't listen to, you know, be always take...
Just say no, but occasionally say yes.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look. Can you just introduce the people? I've made a couple of little notes.
So what have you got there then?
What have I got?
What have you got there then? What have you managed to get hold of?
Well, I'll tell you what.
What happened?
Oh my gosh.
you've been away for a bit, haven't you?
Well, I've been to Utah. You know Utah in America?
I know
In the
Utah.
Southern states. Is it in the southern states?
I think it's
states?
In the Midwest.
It's in the Midwest.
Is it
I never
in the panhandle?
I never know where I'm going.
You fly your private jet over there.
I took my wife's private jet. Anyway, I went over there because I've always... Have you ever seen that show on TLC? There's a fella called Cody Brown. And he's got various wives. He's got four wives.
I don't know the fella.
All right, he's got four wives. Right. It's a show called My Four Wives or The Wives. I can't remember what it is.
Talking about wives. Yeah,
the point is, he's a polygamist.
Is he?
Well, that's not
new to me.
No. And I went out there because I thought, I got to Utah, I've got there, and I've said, I don't want to wear all the Amish stuff. I'm not going to have no beard, dressed like Little House on the Prairie. But I managed to get myself four wives.
Very nice.
One of them very, very not very attractive.
Beautiful lady.
The other one's not quite.
Not as good as her.
And one of them had terrible breath.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I got them together in this house. And so night after night...
They all knew each other. We all lived together in the same house.
And so, you know...
What happened?
Well, first of all, they said, oh, you're going to be an Amish person. You're going to do... So I went to see the top Amish bloke. I had to convert to Amishness.
Oh, Christ. This reminds me of what happened to me.
This is... You don't say to the bloke, I love all the doctrine. Yeah, the doctrine, when really you want four wives.
Let me tell you this. Go on. Because I'm sitting at home, I'm watching new tricks.
Right. Yes.
And suddenly this... I get this rap on the door, bang, 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 like that. I'm like, who's this at this hour?
This ungodly hour.
Who's bothering me at this hour?
Yes.
And my wife's open the door, and they're like, oh, hello, do you like Jesus, isn't it? I said, I'm watching new tricks at the moment.
I do, hedge your bets. I do like him.
Why? What have you got for me?
I prefer
Dennis Waterman and Amanda Redmond.
Anyway.
So I said, well, can we have a word with you? I said, well, look, if you don't, I'm watching.
Don't mind.
You trick this on.
Yes.
Come in.
Come in, yeah.
I thought they might have some free stuff. Yeah. Anyway, to come in, they says, well, we're Mormon, right? I'm like, oh,
God. Oh, Mormon.
Right. So I said, what is it? What do you do then?
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, we believe that there's life after death and this is just a temporary place that we are at, and then afterwards it all kicks off, really, when you die. That's where real life begins. Right. And I'm going, oh, yeah, all right. Dennis Waterman's about to solve this case. Right. Anyway, they keep going on about it and all that stuff. And I says, yeah, and I've got 5 wives.
And I went, oh,
and hold on a minute.
You stuck it on pause,
I said,
didn't you? Stuck it on pause.
The remote control.
Stuck it on pause, yeah.
I stuck it on pause.
Yeah.
I said, what's you on about? I mean, I'm not to be rude, but this bloke was like a pig.
Yeah.
Really, really ugly.
And he's got 5 wives.
And he's got 5 wives. I said, have you pulled that off?
Yeah.
He says, well, we're Mormon. Like, we've all got 5, 6, 7 wives.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
I said, well, give me your pen. I'll sign up.
Yeah, sign up.
So I've signed up to it.
Yeah.
I've gone out to Utah. Like
me, yeah. That kind of did.
I'm out of Utah. Mm. And I've got my wives. I've got 5 or 6 wives. I've found them.
Quite nice.
Yeah, some of them are beautiful. Couple of them are beautiful.
Not quite.
6 out of 10.
Yeah,
but,
6.
You know, but well, if I've got the 8s,
yeah,
then I'll be happy with the 6s.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I'm like, and I'm like just watching new tricks over there, and they says to me, like, all of them, I says, it's Angela's son.
God, yeah.
I said, Angela, it's Sunday, right? You can't watch
new tricks on the Sunday.
I said, well, what can I watch on it? What, Top Gear? I can't watch it on a Sunday. They went, no, you can't watch that.
No.
I said, well, what can I watch on a Sunday? Then? I'm not watching Last of the Summer Wine. I'm not watching that. Right? And I says, no, you can't watch nothing on a Sunday. And I said, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right, this is my house and you're all my wives. They said, no, you can't, because you've got a Mormon stuff. You can't watch telly. Anyway, so I've gone to the head Mormon at town hall.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, mate, I've enjoyed my wives, but I can't do this, no telly on a Sunday, so I renounce my faith. I'm renouncing my Mormon religion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back and knees them.
Right.
And they were, to be honest with you, I don't think they wanted me to be a Mormon anyway.
No.
Because you said to me, I'm glad you're doing that, because that bloke that knocked on your door, we fired him, right?
Well,
So I've renounced it. And I've joined the Jesuits.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it. A vow of...
Because how did you get on with the Amish?
Oh, well, the Amish thing was terrible, because I had, you know, this one, Mary Beth, and she had terrible breath. Mary Beth with the terrible breath.
That's right.
That's
what you wrote on the bog wall, wasn't it?
Yeah, that... Mary Beth with the terrible breath.
Right.
Sarah Fitz with the man. And... She, both of those, I wanted out. I had 6 wives at the time. I thought 4 will do me.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot of upkeep.
The terrible breath, it would blister the fucking wallpaper off the place.
Yeah, Ron Seal.
Ron Seal. So I said to her one day, I said, look, Mormon, what was that again? Amish, that's it. I couldn't remember. So I said, and in fact, I had to sort of block her ears at the time because I nearly said Mormon, but I was Amish. I can't remember.
No,
I said to her, this Amish stuff is all very well, Mary Beth, but your halitosis, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't put you on earth for that.
No.
I want out. Well, said, well, you can't divorce in the Amish community.
All right.
I said, all right, I renounce my faith. And I went to the head bloke.
So you renounce as well?
Yeah. I went to see Mr. Amish and I said,
the top
bloke, you know, the town hall. And I said, look, all right, I've had six wives, been a lot of fun, we've had some great time. I'm going to be a Jesuit. I don't need it no more. Yeah. Of course. 2 weeks I've been a Jesuit at the old stirring up. You think, vow of purity, vow of...
yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
Well, you know, I'll get back. Immediately I went back to Mr. Army. Any chance of having them wives back, you know?
But presumably you had renounced...
I've renounced a lot.
I renounced the Jesuits. Because I want to see the Christian Scientists after I give up.
I renounced the Jesuits.
So I go and join the Christian Scientists. And I thought, well, it should be fun because there'll be a lot of test tubes.
Yes, I like science. I like Cox. Brian Cox. You love Cox, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway. God, there's not a test tube in sight. Right?
What?
No, there's not. There's nothing. There's no
trade descriptions.
Well, there's no white coats. Nothing like that.
Bunsen burner.
I don't know. I didn't get to the bottom of what they was.
Jesus.
There's nothing to do with science, though.
Really?
No, nothing to do. Anyway, so I said, I'm renouncing. So I renounced that as well.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, remember when I went to Thailand and I became a Buddhist monk?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had to shave all my hair off, had all them robes. I looked ever so fat. I looked in there, I thought, I'm fucking renouncing this. I went to see the Dalai Lama. I said, I'm just popping down
the pub to get a pint of bishop's finger.
I did.
And they're like, whoa,
you can't do that. And I said,
I'm renouncing it.
And I went back to the Church of England.
Oh,
you know, yeah. But look, the funny thing was that do you remember that time? And talking to religion, do you remember that time I went back to winning your time machine?
Yeah.
And I went back to a caveman time.
And we started praying
to that. Remember that statue? It's not talking religion, that statue we made.
Yeah, it was an offering he was doing.
An offering.
He made an offering to that big, knob.
Yeah. Do you remember I went back to ancient times? I went back to ancient times. I built a massive knob out of a grain of wood brick. I got it. It was a massive thing. Jesus, you've never seen such a prick. I got down on my knees. I started to sneeze because I was near the grass. It fell down, bounced off a rock, straight up my ass.
And I wonder where that was going.
I don't know, it's hopeless, wasn't
it? Up your arse.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop this before it goes into something else. Yes, gone into something else. Now. No, but I mean, do you remember that song? It was terrible. Yeah, but do you remember
that
song?
You wrote after that thing went up your bum.
Yeah, it's terrible. A lot of that. Which other religious stuff are you doing? Because when you went back in time.
Yeah, where did I go back to, though?
You went back to the Holy Roman Empire, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
To the Holy Roman.
I went to the Roman Empire. I went back to the Roman Empire and I got dressed in robes. I said, I don't like the look of this place, mate. They said, well, I don't give a shit. You know what it goes? Like...
Ended up on a cross.
I said, I'm not staying here, mate. I've got to get home. And then I've got
who's the boss? Yeah.
I was trying to say what I was going to go home and watch, but I couldn't think of anything that rhymed with cross.
No.
Crossroads.
Well, that's
what
right.
A shame. What a shame.
I went back to ancient Rome, tried to watch Crossroads on the phone. They didn't have a
4G
in those fucking days. It was mostly spent looking at the sun and in a haze. Everybody laughed. I'm pissed out the end. I can't think of anything to write with head.
What a shame.
What a terrible one. We can edit that out later.
No, we'll keep that
in. Well, it's been great. What a terrible night we've had.
Awful. Absolutely awful.
We went to do this gig. Six people turned up. We recorded some of it.
And it was shut in the bin.
God, it's terrible. So Angelos was keener than me, but I got a cop on.
You were angry,
though.
You got the arse on it.
I got the right arse on.
Oh, bad.
It was...
It was that bad.
Right? Oh, God, it was awful, wasn't it?
It was that bad. Anyway, I think we've hit paywall.
Yeah.
I think we're done, haven't we?
I think we're probably done.
I think we're done.
How long have we done there, Ollie?
What's it say, Ollie?
What's it say on
the machine?
There?
The machinery.
33. Well, sorry about the singing. It was pretty poor. Well, but we'll keep some of this other stuff that we... Notes of gold from the other
stuff. The nuggets. Them nuggets.
We're doing... When's the next one? Oh, we're doing one.
What are we doing, though? What, Rudy's?
We don't... No, we're not doing that. We're going to be in the studio next time. I'm not going to be in my house.
No, we're going to go back to the studio.
Back to the studio, like the old days.
Yeah,
like
the old days. Carry on recording season two.
Season two. Look, we got anything? We're doing any other
gigs? No, we're not selling nothing.
No, we're not selling nothing. We might go to Edinburgh.
We might do that,
we're trying to sort that out. If you want to come and see us at Edinburgh, I don't know where we're going to be.
We'll let you know more information as we have it.
As we have it.
As we have it, you'll have it.
Oh, well, listen, spring's nearly here, people.
Oh, yeah. Just cling on to the...
Cling on,
cling on to each other and hang on in there.
Not long to go now.
Oh.
Bye. This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.